The external world is constantly telling you what you should be doing. Go to school, get good grades, go to university, get a job, buy a car, buy a house, get a better paying job, buy a bigger house, and on it goes. The world leads you to believe the reason you cannot fit in with this is you. That if everyone else can learn to fit in but you can't, the problem is you. Common denominator. What if the problem isn't you at all? What if trying to change and mold yourself to fit into the world will always be like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole? What if it will never work? I've finally realized at a deeper level than before the main game of my life so far, and perhaps the main game much of humanity is playing right now, to live authentically as you in this world. So I've found three key ingredients. First, to understand the collective human-made world that we all live in, to figure out what the heck is going on. Second, to know who you are and what you want as both a physical human and a spiritual being. And third, to understand the natural world and how reality works at a higher level. Finally, to bring it all together and learn how to use these ingredients to live within the external world as your true self. So what if by understanding these three different ingredients and how they work together, you can learn to live authentically as yourself in your way, still in the world, but not of the world. Let's look at these in more detail. So first is to understand the artificial human-made realm. The modern human-made world is not designed for people like you or people like me. Let's face it, it's not really designed for people at all. There's very little about the modern world that is conducive to human health and well-being. Technology that keeps you tied to the screen instead of looking out. Cities that keep you running in a rat race, detached from nature and yourself. Work that contributes little value to humanity other than keeping the systems going. Human-made systems such as finance, business, education, health and pharmaceuticals, religion and society are just one way of living and being. They make life easier in some ways, but way unnecessarily difficult in others. Life in the Western world is not the only way of living and being. The problem is humans are born into the world and raised by people who were born into the world and the systems who were raised by people who were born into it. It's circular. There's no new ideas coming in from outside. So from the day you enter the world, you're programmed over and over from television, school, parents, religion, the internet, culture groups, and the very existence of the world around you as something you observe to believe that this is the way the world is. It doesn't have to be the human world forever, and it certainly doesn't have to be your world forever. The biggest mistake I think I made was trying to get out of these systems and escape and away from the human-made world. First, by finding a way to make money and maybe buy my way out, that money was the answer. Second, by discarding money and the superficial and trying to escape, but to where? You can't get out. The broader, bigger world, it is what it is. You're in it, I'm in it, we're all in it, and we're subject to the collective human-made world to an extent. There's nowhere to go at this stage. You first have to become aware of the systems of control, then understand the rules of the systems and human-made world you live in. When that's done, you can begin to use the systems to your advantage and begin to design your life in a way that works for you. No one is teaching you how the human-made world works. The systems are designed to keep you in a state of stress and confusion, so you need to figure it out on your own. You need to commit to it, but you can figure it out. The fact that you're even here says that you already are. If you want to know more about these systems, check out this episode either popping up on the screen or in the description. So the second part of this is understanding your internal realm. And while you're trying to figure out how the external world works, likely you're also trying to figure out who you are, why you can't fit in, and what the heck is wrong with you. So if you keep it questioning and exploring, at some point you're going to begin to connect to the unique combinations of qualities and characteristics that make you you and the soul that came to experience you. It can be challenging to uncover your true self. Heck, it is challenging. Challenging not to be swayed by society telling you who you are or what you want is wrong or bad or offensive because you don't want to comply with what society says you should be. So how do you discover yourself? How do you uncover yourself? No quick answer. There's no one answer. It's a process. It's about understanding the way you perceive the world, paying attention to your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, ideas, and actions about the world, questioning where they came from, who they belong to, and if they're really yours, or if there are different ideas and beliefs that might serve you better. Paying attention to what brings you joy and not what you think should bring you joy. Things you want to be doing in the way you want to do them, not the way society or an employer or a government, teacher, or authority tells you to do. Paying attention to the way you learn, the way you organize information and respond to the world, your strengths and weaknesses, your skills. Most important of all, identifying the different parts of you and the unique way that they come together like nothing else. Uncovering and remembering the core essence of you and deciding never to let that go. Third part is understanding the natural realm. When you understand the systems of the human world and how it works and you understand yourself, it'll begin to become clear why you can't fit in. They don't match. It'll be clear why constantly trying to fit in and deny who you are won't ever work in that world. And you'll need to know what to do instead. And this is where understanding the natural world and how universal law and a higher intelligence works. And if you've got this far and are ready to roll your eyes at a higher power, pause. Consider what it is that makes the grass grow and the sun shine. What is it that allows a sperm and an egg to merge and then a cell to split and multiply over and over to form a body and organs, a heart that grows and evolves into this complex thing that is a human being? It's not human beings that create that. It's something bigger, greater, far more intelligent, indescribable, and divine than all of us, but it's in us. There's a greater intelligence governing all of this. There has to be. Well, you can see it in nature, in the world. It's not religion or spirituality. They're human-made systems that suppress the greatness of this intelligence. I call it source. So when you understand the systems of the human world and how it works, and you understand yourself, you want to explore the natural systems that govern creativity. The biggest challenge for me in terms of integrating these three aspects still constantly is oscillation of understanding these things and swinging back and forth between them, between being true to myself and pulling away from the human-made world and finding joy in the natural amazingness, to being swung back into the systems by the pendulum and the need to pay the bills and keep a roof over my head, to find myself months later coming up for breath and swinging back again, swayed by the life force of divine intelligence again, pulling me in a different direction. I haven't yet figured it all out. I haven't found the perfect balance. Maybe I never will. Maybe this is part of the game of life. Maybe this is the game of life, but it's better, way better when you have an understanding of these bigger, broader realities. The oscillations and swings are getting less in magnitude in either direction. They're spreading out and becoming more even. From one perspective, life is about delving deep into and understanding and integrating these three realms or parts of what makes this human experience. The external, man-made human realm on Earth in all its messy, gory, corrupt, and contradictory glory, myself, yourself, the work of art in constant progress as both a physical human and a spiritual being, and then the natural world, the divine intelligence that kind of governs all of this. I guess that's where I've been the past year, caught in an oscillation that took me out of flow and this space of creativity and expressing myself. But I'm back, at least for now, with an urge to write and create and explore some more in a more authentic way than before, in a way that removes some more of the facades and becomes more aligned with who I am. I'm here to figure out how to live more authentically and creatively and brilliantly in a world that encourages sameness and mediocrity. I don't know how far I'll get, but if that is of interest, make sure you stick around, hit like and subscribe. In the meantime, check out this other episode popping up on the screen or in the description below. As always, the choice is yours, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now.